गोपीनाथ, श्याम कुंड, राधा कुंड, गिरी गोवर्धन की, श्री वृंदावन धाम की, मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की, जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की, द्वारका धाम की, ओ ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ओ ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ओ ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ओ ग्लोरीज, ओ ग्लोरीज, ओ ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग शिला प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम ज्ञान तिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं दधाति श्वापदंतिकं। वंदेहं श्रीगुरुन् श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं सद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदानुसहगना श्रीललिता श्रीविशाखावितंश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुस्तुते देवी प्रणामामि। वंचकल्पतरूपस्य कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Thank you for all coming and thank you for allowing me to say something. today is Snan Yatra. So I thought we can talk something about Snan Yatra and also some pastime of Lord, one or two pastimes. There are so many pastimes, but I chose one or two pastimes of Lord Jagannath. How he is so merciful and how Lord reciprocates with his devotees. Okay. And then we will talk about what Srila Prabhupada views in the beginning of 1966. Even in the end of 1966, Srila Prabhupada wanted Lord Jagannath. I have his, you know, he wrote the letters, so I will we talk about that. Okay. And then after the class, we'll have a Snan Yatra, bathing. Everybody is welcome to bathe Lord Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maharani. There are kalash there and there are some gifts are there. We have brought specially from Jagannath Puri. We just received last week. So you are welcome to bathe with the kalash as you like, you decide. Lord is within your heart, inspires you to do it, then go ahead, do it. So, Snan Yatra. Snan Yatra is called the commemorating the appearance of Lord Krishna in the form of Lord Jagannath. And in the Skanda Puran, it is said, according to Skanda Puran, the forms of Lord Jagannath Balabhadra Subhadra appeared on this day as three logs of wood on an ocean to King Indradyumna. So Krishna in the form of Lord Jagannath is the personified transformation of deep separation from the residents of Vrindavan, particularly Radha and the gopis. And we know that, of course, usually in Snan Yatra in the Jagannath Puri is performed usually in June or July. It's very hot. So Jagannath is bathed to cool Lord Jagannath down. Everybody bathes with the cold water. But then After bathing Lord Jagannath, they were bathing with the cold water. So what happens? Lord gets sick for 2 weeks. Of course, the devotees is nothing, it's not new. Of course, because it's Lord's Leela. But unfortunately, outside in the material world, people, even the Indians, big scholars, they think this is Indian mythology. It's imagination. It's unfortunate that this is not mythology, it's facts. It's a history. It happened and it happens. Lord reciprocates with his devotees. And during this time of the 2 weeks when Lord is sick, at that time Lakshmi Devi is taking care of Lord Jagannath. And of course during that time, of course Lord is bathed, so they have to paint, renovate. And I heard that the paint they use is not a paint like regular chemical paints. They make the paints in Jagannathpur, they make the paints from the different fruits. That's what they use to paint Lord Jagannath, Jagannathpur. And of course, then one day before the Rath Yatra starts, there is it's called the Srila Prabhupada says it's Nava Yavana, because they put the eyes of the Lord. It's like a newly youthful or fully restored to youth. Srila Prabhupada puts it like that. And of course, after that is the Rath Yatra next day. And Rath Yatra, we know that is the celebration where. Now, of course, during these 15 days, Lord Chaitanya is in big separation from Lord Jagannath. And Rath Yatra, and during that time, the day before Rath Yatra, of course, Lord Chaitanya and all associates goes to Gundicha temple for the Gundicha margin, because that's the time. From the Rath Yatra is the celebration where all the devotees are pulling Lord Jagannath, bringing from Dwarka to Vrindavan, which is Gundicha temple. So everybody, Vishnujan Swami puts it nice way. He says, by pulling the cart, you are pulling the Lord within your heart. And of course, Lord stays in the Gundicha temple for 7 days. But during that time, of course, Lord has left Sri. Lakshmi Devi is behind in the Jagannath temple. And Lord had told Lakshmi Devi that I will come back. But Lord doesn't come back. So 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. Lord doesn't come back, so Lakshmi Devi gets angry. And Lakshmi Devi goes with all her troops to Gundicha temple. And all her troops breaks the wheels of the cart of Lord Jagannath. And then, of course, she comes back. And when the Lord comes back, returns after 7 days, called 7 days, when Lord comes back from Gundicha temple back to Jagannath temple, is called Ultarath. Means the Lord is returning back. And when Lord returns back, at that time, Lakshmi Devi at the Jagannath temple, Lakshmi Devi allows Balaram and Subhadra, but she didn't allow Lord Jagannath to enter the temple. So you have inside the temple, you have all the troops of Lakshmi Devi inside the temple, and outside is the troops of Lord Jagannath. And they fight with each other. And I heard now they speak the words which are, we cannot even say. You know. And ultimately, finally, Lord Jagannath allows, Lakshmi Devi allows Lord Jagannath, Lord Jagannath paying like a dandavat to Lakshmi Devi, please. Now there is also past time why Lakshmi Devi did not allow, that we will talk about after. But let's talk about the reciprocation of how Lord Jagannath is so merciful to his devotees and how he reciprocates with his devotees. We can talk about that, then we'll talk about how Srila Prabhupada, what he had to say. This is in 66. Doing that. So one of the pastime, now in Jagannath Puri, King Indradyumna, as you know, we're not going to go through whole the how Jagannath appeared, that is, you all know, we are all devotees here, everybody knows that. But we're going to talk about the King Indradyumna. Lord asked him to ask for two boons. So Indradyumna said that, okay, first boon is that I don't want any son. Now, of course, people usually go to the Lord. If they don't have a son, they usually go to the Lord that I'm not having son, please do something. But here, King Indradyumna is saying that I don't want a son. Because Lord Jagannath, King Indradyumna is thinking that if there is a son, then he will think that this is all my property. Everything belongs to the Lord is my property. Because king is worshipped there. King is very dear to Lord. Very, very dear. Even it says that when if the pujari is doing the aarti and the king comes, the right away pujari will hand over the aarti to have the king do the aarti of Lord Jagannath. So this is the first boon the king asked for Lord. And second boon he said that, Lord, after your offering, you wash your hands. And after you're washing your hands, when your hands are dry, you have to eat again. So that means how many times? Every time after offering, Lord washes his hands, he's drawn hands dry and they have to offer again. So that is still going on at present. And that's why you can see the Lord Jagannath temple is only closed in 2 or 3 hours at night. Constant offering is going on. Imagine. And it is whole being how they offer and it is big, how they cook, and there is another pastime, how they do it. But we're not gonna, but this is the way. So king is considered to be the very dear devotee of Lord Jagannath. So if the king doesn't have a son, then how it happens? Who would be, if this king left, then who will be taking care of? So what they do is that one time they have the elephant. Elephant has a water, and whomever elephant, they allow elephant to go, and whomever elephant throws the water from his tusk, he will become the king. Doesn't matter who that person is. So there was a one king in the past, his name was Purushottam Dev. The past. And this Purushottam Dev, king of Odisha, he was very dear to Lord Jagannath. And he went to Kanchipuram, South India. And when he went to Kanchipuram, Kanchipuram also had a king. And Kanchipuram king had a daughter, her name was Padmavati. And when this King Purushottam Dev came to Kanchipuram, at that time Padmavati got attracted to this king, Purushottam Dev, and she wanted to marry with him. But now of course it is not like that present day, you know, you want to marry with me, okay, we will go get married. That's it. It wasn't like that. Kali Yuga. So, the Padmavati's father agreed with her, but Padmavati's father, king, he sent his prime minister, his minister, to Jagannath Puri and to find out about this king. You know, his behavior, what he does, king, you know, he wanted to know everything before he gives his daughter to this king. So minister came to Jagannath Puri and minister was very happy to see how this king Purushottam Dev was very pious, very devoted, very good character, everything was good. So minister decided that, yeah, I will go to my king now, Kanchipuram. In Kanchipuram, tell that yes, he's a suitable person for our princess. But when he was gonna go, the Purushottam Dev said to the to this minister, he said, wait for 1 month. There is a Rath Yatra coming up. So why don't you stay here for 1 month, enjoy their celebration and enjoy it and then you go. So minister agreed with that. So minister stayed there for 1 month and Rath Yatra came. Now on Rath Yatra day, what does the king do? He takes the broom and sweeps the ground. So this minister is seeing that this king, he's a king and he's a road sweeper. He's not a suitable for our princess. He's a road sweeper. So he went back. Minister went back and said that I don't think we should have our princess married to this king, because this minister didn't understand that here is a lord to perform the service, to do any service to do. The lord is transcendental. So he said, our princess should not marry to this king. He's a road sweeper. So this Purushottam Dev, he got very angry. And of course the king sent a message to Purushottam Dev, king of Jagannath Puri, and said, we cannot have our daughter marry. You are a road sweeper. That's what you call in English, right? Sweeping the road, right? We call bhangi. So Purushottam Dev got very angry. He thought that this is not good. So he got angry and he went with his troop to fight to Kanchipuram king and said, and challenge it, that I am going to fight, I am going to defeat you, and I am going to take your daughter away. But of course, when Purushottam went there, unfortunately, his whole troops were staying in the tents burned down, and Purushottam Dev was defeated. Now there was a condition. This king of the Kanchipuram, he was a worshipper of Ganesh. So condition was that if the Purushottam Dev defeated, then Lord Jagannath will come from Jagannath Puri to Kanchipuram and he will stay behind Ganesh. But if the king Purushottam Dev wins, then Ganesh will come to Jagannath Puri and he will stay behind. That was the condition. So king was defeated. Now he said, my gosh, I have to bring Lord Jagannath. I have to give away Lord Jagannath, my dear Lord. have to give away to the Kanchipuram, and he will be behind Ganesh. So he came back to Jagannath Puri, and he went in Jagannath temple, and he doesn't eat, he doesn't sleep, he doesn't drink anything, and he just keep crying and crying and crying. I have to, you know. Now king is very dear to Lord. He's a great personality. So Lord came in the dream. Lord Jagannath came in the dream of this Purushottam and said, "Don't worry, I will help you. You go with your troop again to fight." So King Purushadeva again, Purushottam Dev get again his troop together. All ministers, everybody, troop together to go fight. Now, of course, it is time, it is the month of Vaisakh. Vaisakh month is very hot. And on the way, there are a lot of villages they have to pass through. Go through villages. So in one village, there was an old lady. Her name was Mani. And she was maintaining her life by selling buttermilk. She would, you know, serve buttermilk and she would get some money and she would maintain herself. So while she was telling about buttermilk, at that time the two soldiers came. One on a white horse and one on a black horse. And two soldiers came to her and said to this Mani, old lady, she said, "We are thirsty, please. We have a horse here, we are coming from long distance, we are thirsty, please." So she said, please give us the buttermilk. So she gave buttermilk and she said, "Now you have to pay." Both soldiers said, "We have no money." No. The old lady said, No, we have to pay. This is my life. This is my maintenance. How am I going to maintain? Please. So those both soldiers says, "But, you know, we are soldiers. We are going for fighting. We have no money." Finally, she was not happy. So they said, okay, this is what I will do. I'm giving you this ring. And behind our king is coming. You give this ring to that king and the king will take care of it." So they both soldiers on the way were on a white horse and black horse, they left. So here the king is coming behind with all his troops, ministers and all of them. And they came and the old lady stopped them and said, "Your two soldiers in the front, they have gone. They drank all my buttermilk. I have no buttermilk left. And this is what my livelihood is. You have to give." Minister King said, "Wait a minute. I didn't have anybody gone. All troop is behind me. Nobody went in the front." No. There were two soldiers. They were on a white horse and black horse. They were looking so beautiful. You have to give me money." No. But King said, No. There is nobody. Then King told his soldiers, Okay. They gave me this ring. And this ring, you take it." And they had told me that our king is coming and the ring, they have given this ring. "Look at this ring, please take care of me." As soon as king saw the ring, king recognized, because that morning that Purushottam Dev had offered that ring to Lord Jagannath. So Purushottam, they right away recognize that this is, yes, this is my Lord, Lord Jagannath, Lord Jagannath and his brother, Lord Baladev. They are the who has gone in the front. Nobody knows, only king knows. So king was so happy with us, with this, her name is Mani. King was so happy that here is, she is so fortunate that she is serving the Lord. Lord is asking her for buttermilk. So Lord didn't just give her some money, but she gave a big, big village, whole village. And that village name is Manibhar or something like that. Now, of course, you know, Apabhramsa, its name changes as the time goes. As you go in the Brajmandal Parikrama also, many of the villages' names are according to the past time Krishna has performed. But what happens, that name, as the time goes, name changes. Just for example, Madhuban, where Dhruva Maharaj performed tapasya in Madhuban. And that is, Madhuban now is called Maholi. So it's like Apabhramsa, name changes. So this village is still there. You know. So king went there, of course, paid king, made her happy and gave a whole village, palace and everything for that, for her, to her. And king left and king went to fight. And they saw king's troops too, that this two effulgent personality on the white horse and black horse, they were fighting like anything. And they, of course, the king of Kanchipuram was defeated. So now, king of Kanchipuram has to give Ganesh, that was the condition, and give his daughter Padmavati. So king gave Ganesh, and that's why if you go in Jagannath Puri temple, behind Jagannath Puri temple, there is a Ganesh, the big Ganesh deity. So king, so now Kanchipuram king came and said, here is my daughter Padmavati, please. King said no. Purushottam Dev said no. Your daughter will marry to road sweeper, will not marry to me. But minister, the king, Purushottam Dev's minister was very, very intelligent. So the king Purushottam Dev is saying to his minister that you take this Padmavati and you find some nice road sweeper to let her marry with him. Then marry. She can marry with me. So minister brought this Padmavati to his home in Jagannath Puri, and she is staying with him, staying in his house, in minister's place. And minister was intelligent. He said, when the right time comes, I will find the right person for you. See. And Padmavati was in anxiety. She didn't know whom she's going to get married. She will, this minister will find any good road sweeper, allowed to marry with him, instead of married to this king. But minister was intelligent. So what happened? Rath Yatra came. And Rath Yatra day, king, this king Purushottam Dev, he is sweeping the floor, road. Right? So at that time, minister brought Padmavati and said, here, you have to marry with her. He said, no, I cannot. So, come on, you said that you want to have married with a road sweeper, right? You are the first class road sweeper. You have to marry with her. So, of course, king accepted. And after that. So, the point is that how the Lord reciprocates with his devotee. So, now, the time is running out, isn't it? Should I tell another pastime? Are you all want to listen, or we should start Snan Yatra? Huh? స్నాన యాత్ర వన్ మోర్ స్మాల్ షార్ట్ పాస్ట్ అండ్ ఇట్స్ నైస్ హరి బోల్ ఓకే ప్రెసిడెంట్ ఈజ్ ఓకే ఓకే థ్యాంక్ యూ So why we know that Lakshmi Devi didn't allow Lord Jagannath, right? After Lord Jagannath returned. Because Jagannath had not allowed Lakshmi. Now Lakshmi Devi is very kind, merciful. Whomever Lord Lakshmi Devi worships, he goes to their house. So even though the worshippers were the lower caste people, Lakshmi Devi would go there. So one time, now Balaram had told to Jagannath that, look, your wife, she is going to this low class people. Please tell her not to go. Lakshmi Devi said, why not? They are my devotees. They are allowing me to be their place and they are worshipping. I should go. So Lakshmi Devi didn't listen. So Lakshmi Devi went. So Lakshmi Devi went there here. Jagannath and Baldev, they are hungry. Nobody to cook. So they are, Balaram, Baldev, Jagannath is saying, okay, we will go and cook. We'll go. They went in the kitchen, there is no bhoga, nothing. No firewood, nothing. What happened? Because Lakshmi has taken away everything. And here, this Jagannath who eats so many times in a year, they are hungry in the morning. They both are hungry. No food, no breakfast. So then Lakshmi Devi, so they thought, Balaram said, what are we going to do now? Jagannath, we have to eat. We are hungry. Lakshmi Devi doesn't, your wife has not left anything here. How are we going to cook? What are we going to eat? So they decided they should take a form of a brahmanas. So they took a form of a brahman, both Jagannath and Baldev. And said, as a brahman, when we go, people will serve us. But everywhere they went, every house, they said, no, you can't have a food. No food. Finally, they went to the demigods' temple and they said, let's go to other demigods' temple and that they will, you know, someone will come and help to serve. So they went there. And there is one old lady. She was coming after offering. She had a puff rice in her. So these two Brahmins are saying, we are hungry, please give us this. We have to wait for 5 minutes, 10 minutes more, Chaturatma Prabhu. Everybody wants to listen, what can I say? So this Brahman is begging to this lady. So this lady gave them the puff rice. But what happened? As soon as they start to eat, heavy wind blew and puff rice gone. No puff rice. They are hungry, they are thirsty. Even when they went to the pukur, the lake to drink water, pukur becomes dry. No water. Finally, they come to the place and they are asking, is there any place where we can go, where we can have a, we are hungry, we are. So they said, one charitable person say, you go to that village. There is a village. And there is a charitable person, he will give you. You know, but when they went to the village, they told, these are all the low class people are staying in this village. How can we go there? We are Brahmana. But they are hungry. So Jagannath said to Balaram, Baldev said, no, we cannot go. No, Jagannath, Baldev said, no, we are hungry. We have to go. Even let's go to that place. We are hungry. When the hunger happens, difficult to control, isn't it? So both of them, they went to that village. And they are saying to this house, they say, look, we are brahmanas. And we are hungry, but we are hungry, please. So they said, the man said, no. Yeah, we will cook for you. No, you can't cook. We are brahmanas. You provide us all the bhogas and we will cook. Give us all the bhoga, we will cook and we will eat. So they decided to do that. Balaram said, to Jagannath, you start cooking and I'm going to go take a bath and come back. So when I come back, food will be ready and we will have a nice prasada. Nice food. So while Balaram is gone, Jagannath is trying to cook and he's trying to light a fire. But he cannot even light a fire. He cannot even light a fire. When Balaram returned, he was so angry. He was hungry. And said, Jagannath, you can't even cook? He said, now in Jagannath, in Odisha, there is a pratha, what do you call it? That in the morning, when you get up, you wash your face before you see someone. Before you see someone, you have to wash your face. That is called the tradition. So Balaram is saying to Jagannath, yeah, you had not washed your face in the morning. And that's why you couldn't cook. Go wash your face. So now he said, I will cook. Go wash your face. So Balaram started to cook. When he started to cook, whole room is filled with a smoke. He cannot cook. Whole room, everything smoky. He cannot cook. So he said, what can we do now? Okay. So he said, okay. So they both approached to the owner of the house and said, please, we cannot do it. Please give us something. We are hungry. We are starving here. We eat whole day and we don't have any breakfast whole day today. But you have to clean up everything. We are Brahman, you have to clean up everything. So that he was a charitable person, so he said, okay, we'll do that. So they clean up and they gave. So Lord, they gave all the food. And this food was so delicious. Jagannath and Baldev, they both are enjoying this food. Enjoying. But finally, after the food, what we get in the Western country, we know we get dessert. Dessert, right? Dessert. So after the dinner, having nice dinner, they brought nice cake dessert to these both. And Balaram is looking to Lord Jagannath, looking this and say, how these people know how to make this dessert? This is Lakshmi Devi always serves it. Nobody knows. Only Lakshmi Devi knows this dessert how to make. How is this dessert came here? So, of course, they didn't say anything, but they enjoyed that dessert. So now Balaram is saying, now please, we want to bless the person who has cooked this food. We want to bless her and bless all your family. So, of course, they brought Lakshmi Devi there. Lakshmi Devi was cooking all the food for them. They asked forgiveness to Lakshmi Devi and said, please come with us. Otherwise, we already starved the whole day. Next day, we don't want to starve anymore. Please come back. So these are some of the pastimes. Now, I will take only 5 minutes, not more time. Srila Prabhupada wanted, I was reading the book by Swamiji book. Probably all you have read it. In 1966, end of 1966, when they were on 22nd Avenue, near the opposite the temple, there was a place where they prepare tombstones on the granite. Tombstone, right? My pronunciation is forgiving for that. So, Srila Prabhupada drew a picture of Lord Jagannath and gave to Brahmananda Prabhu and said to go to this tombstone place and tell them to carve this form. This is in the end of 1966, before any deities were there. No? Brahmananda Prabhu, it was new for him. He didn't know what Srila Prabhupada is telling me to do this. And going to this place where I have to ask. But Srila Prabhupada would say many things which was at that time it was new. Srila Prabhupada also said to Brahmananda that you go to the mayor Lindsay. At that time New York mayor was Lindsay. You go to him and tell him that give us a letter that we are 100% purifying, making all youth drug free. Go to them. He also said to Brahmananda, Prabhu, you go and ask for there was botanical garden or something nearby. He said, go and ask him to donate that land and we will build a big temple there. This is in 1966 when there was in the beginning. He also said to Brahmananda, you go to UNESCO, United Nations, and tell them that we will serve all of them, all the delegates, we will serve the prasad, we will serve the food. This is kind of Srila Prabhupada had the vision at that time in 1966. Of course, Brahmananda Prabhu, he followed, he went there, and of course they didn't do, the tombstone people didn't carve Lord Jagannath. But of course, we know after that, Srila Prabhupada's desire was fulfilled by Malati Mataji in San Francisco. Now, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, he had envisioned to establish Lord Jagannath deities for his mission in the West. Because he knew Jagannath is the most merciful Lord of the universe, and he is kind even to all the meat-eater mlechas. This was the vision Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj had. And Srila Prabhupada had the same vision following in his Guru Maharaj. Same vision. And that's why, of course, after that, Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter, this was in 1970, to Hanuman Prasad Poddar, that how he wants to, he started the first temple of Lord Jagannath. And Srila Prabhupada wanted to unite. This is when in, only the, there is two here. In 1976, at the Rath Yatra lecture, he said that Lord Jagannath will be unite. He will, here is unity when you accept Jagannath. So we have here also all these Rath Yatras we are having in this Florida. Why? Because we can unite all together, whole community of this Alachwa community unite together and celebrate Jagannath Rath Yatras. We have this Jagannath deity is taken care by Mother Yadunandan. Please give a big hand to her. This is her life. Yeah. Jagannath is not in the temple, in this temple, but Jagannath is in this temple because Jagannath is in the property. And so Mother Yadunandan's life, this is her life to worship this Lord Jagannath. And this Lord, this all these deities here, Govinda, of course, he is from the childhood, he is worshipping Lord Jagannath, taking care of Rath Yatra. Of course, Radha Shyam Sundarji. Radha Shyam Sundarji, Krishna Balram and Gornitai, they are telling Lord Jagannath that you go. You go in the hole here in Florida, everywhere, and bring all the conditioned souls at the lotus feet. You see. So, and of course, there is a one here, just last one here, Srila Prabhupada, this is in 1970, at the Rath Yatra Press, he said, therefore we participate in this car festival, this is our Rath Yatra. It is stated in the scripture, Ratheca Vamanam Trishtva Punar Janmana Vidyate. If you kindly see these Jagannath deities riding on these cars, and in the procession, and as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted the Hare Krishna mantra in front of this car, then according to our Vedic scripture, if you participate in this festival, in your next life, you will go to back to home, back to Godhead. This is Srila Prabhupada is saying. Okay. So we also like to thank Dharmaraj Prabhu and his family who are devoted to he built the carts and he's a chariot driver of the cart. Lord will have chariot ready for him when he leaves his body. Okay? So thank you. And the Rath Yatra is coming up. 21st is the first Rath Yatra, St. Augustine, please come. It's a nice sweet town. And they, as Mother Mukhya told, when I had a meeting this week, when I go and I have a meeting, in like I'm sitting and there are around 12 or 15 people from all the departments of the St. Augustine, management. They come and they talk to me. It's just simple formality, but I have to go there. It's 10 minutes job. So the police is this time, police who is come every year, he says, I haven't seen any happy persons like you guys are coming in this town. Not just that, but he says that you guys have a good food. And he's telling to everybody, you all should come. I said, yeah, please come. I said, look, all of you, I see only once a year for 15 minutes. Otherwise, I have all correspondence with you by the email. So I'm requesting, please come. Huh? Everybody, please come. They said they will try. And last year, the mayor of St. Augustine, after sweeping the broom, he said, I'm going to take this broom at home because it's a special broom. Okay, so please, my time, I took too much time. But so please come. The Rath Yatra brochure is in the back with all the dates. Of course, Madan Mukhya has already advertised it. But for more information, brochures are in the back.